You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Get the fuck up, Papa Deusu. Quereira te corero su turu. Kaiponu ya te manamo te kawaiari.
Ethiopia, tēnei waiata, ko Troy Kingi te kaiwaiata, and on the line we've got Troy himself. Kia ora Troy, kei te pihia koe.
Oh, kei te pai, morena you fellas.
Oh, morena. Oh, thanks for chatting with
thanks
us.
Thanks for squeezing me in. Yeah.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to be talking to you about this very, very special project that you've been working on, Pūwhenua Hautapu Eka Mūmura. This is a really special reworking and reo Māori version of Holy Colony Burning Acres. How did this come about, Troy?
It started back when I was doing my residency in Wellington while we were writing the folk album, Black Sea Golden Ladder. So it's been 2 years in the making. I just thought of all the 10 albums I was going to create, that Holy Colony Burning Acres was the one that needed to be in Te Reo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was lucky enough to have two awesome experts in Te Reo from Otago down in Dunedin, Paulette Tamati Alif and her husband Kormene Cassidy, and also their three boys who are all fluent in Te Reo, come up to the residency at the Governor General's residence and spend a week with me, just giving the Holy Colony Burning Acres a whole nother breadth of life, giving it so much depth. I don't think I'll ever sing it in English ever again.
That's so interesting, because I feel like it's exactly what you say. It's the album that feels like it needs to be in Te Reo, because it's got such staunch indigeneity throughout it, and it's one of your more sort of explicitly political records as well. I was going to ask you actually how it feels performing it in Te Reo versus in English, and I'm really interested that this feels like maybe the way it was always meant to be. What's it actually like to be performing these songs now in Te Reo Māori?
We got to perform it last night on Whakaata Māori on their live stream. So, I don't know. It feels like it never was in English, to be honest. And I've said it in a couple of interviews already, just translating it from English into Te Reo, it's never a straight translation. It's got, each line has its own whakapapa. We had to really break it down, and the guys that were helping me translate it were actually asking me, what am I actually trying to say with this line?
Mm-hmm.
And then we could go in five different directions. So it's just got so many new levels now that, like I said, I don't think I could sing it in English anymore.
Yeah, for sure. The performance that you're talking about from last night, that looked really awesome, a kind of after hours at Māori Television's studios. How was it to be with your band and celebrating, especially at this time of the year, with our first sort of, I guess, official acknowledgement of Matariki as a important moment?
Yeah, it was actually really awesome. That band has not been together really since the start of last year. And I also had my nephew who was doubling on guitars next to me. We're at the hotel. We've been spooning all night. and he hasn't played with us in about 3 years, so it was just good to be together again. And Marika's got a baby, so we had our baby, giving her nice hugs last night. Yeah, it was really cool. It was like some Tiny Desk vibes. And then I also had Mellow Downs in there to sing his track as well. He changed it up, and probably the fastest rap I've ever heard in my life.
Wow, that's amazing.
Beady.
It sounds like a really special celebration. This album feels like a really precious one for not just yourself, but your community around you. And I know it's already resonating with a lot of people in a big way. Have you been having some interesting kōrero with like your whānau and the folks that I guess you are closest with, bouncing your ideas around about this album coming out?
I haven't had too much conversation, to be honest. Those that have had, we've actually sat down and had like proper deep looks into what the songs are and how much they've differed from English versions. And they have changed a lot. Like the stories, they're just broader and just have so much little intricacies as well. Little special secret little stories within stories. I feel like it's being our, you know, first Matariki holiday, it's kind of my gift to our rangatahi, those that are wanting to, I don't know, not pursue a career in protesting, but if they have that itch, that they're not scared to stand up, and having an album like this, I suppose, is just another way of making them feel like, yo, these songs are for us, we can stand up and we can be proud.
Yeah, hard out. We're going to play Tangata Whenua now, Troy. What can you tell us about the real version of this track? What does it sort of mean now for you? Because I'm interested in that there's new stories and new layers to these songs with the real Māori version.
We'll probably need a couple hours for that.
Yo.
I don't know. I need to sit down with you and have a proper talk.
I'd love that.
But all I can say is it's probably one of my favourite tracks. I don't know if it was one of my favourite in the English version, but now in the Tereo version, this is one of my favourite.
Well, Troy, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and congratulations. The album is out properly tomorrow everywhere. Puwhenua Hautapu Eka Mumura. Thanks for speaking with us, and have a good time celebrating Matariki with your whānau as well.
Always a pleasure. Back at you. Yeah, have an awesome weekend. Have an awesome Friday tomorrow. First Matariki holiday. It's going to be awesome.
Hard out. Kia ora, Troy.
Cheers. Kito tsuranga wai wai mo hyo ai o tsupuna kano o puma koe. Toi tu te whenua whatu ngaro ngaro te tangata. Ko te huka, ko au. He inuku ahau, e hara I te eki mō. Ko te taua, te atua, mō hi o tia, whānui tia, rangorero, ke e hoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.